Barb Atticat. If you were down in the Indigenous Experience yesterday, then you know who she is. She was the winner of the Almighty Bannock Making Contest. Danse and welcome to Windspeaker Radio, Barb.
Oh, thank you.
So, I was trying to tell my listeners, I said, you know, for our non-Indigenous listeners, they have to know that this is a pretty big deal. Just the bragging rights alone are worth the Bannock Making Contest. How many people were you up against yesterday, would you say?
I think 30, but I think the final was 30.
So you went up against cook-ums, aunties, husbands.
Even six-year-olds there. I was like, what?
Oh, you're going up against kids and everything. That's so awesome.
Like I was telling my friend, a couple of friends, I was volunteering right with Georgina Lightning. So we were just kind of hanging around. It was kind of getting bored. So we all dared each other to enter. And so we all did. And it's like, nah, we're not going to win. It's going to be one of those young little kids that are going to win or an old cook-um. And, you know,
I
was the old cook-um, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. Do you have any secrets, like any family secrets that you've brought to the bannock-making table?
Well, I was taught, by my mom, right? I had to watch her make bannock growing up. And I have some aunties who would always tell me, you know, make sure that your bannock is, you know, work it too hard and make sure it's like really ooey and gooey inside and don't pat it down too much and just put all your love into it. Say your prayers and, you know, that you're cooking for 1,000 people and just all your love and light put into that. The process, right? And just have fun and be in a real happy mood when you're doing it.
Yeah, it's all about the energy and the vibes, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure it is, yeah. And I was like, before we even started, I was talking about my late son who passed like a year ago, right? And he's always with me in spirit. And I just know that he was there because he loved competition. And I know he would have been right in there, you know, helping us out and joining us and stuff like that. And I was telling her a story about how we had like a drag queen competition back home, and he had entered unbeknownst to me, and he ended up winning. And I was like, I didn't even recognize him. He's just so fabulous.
Well, I'm glad
so
that
he was
with me
in spirit there that yesterday. I just know it. He's just like so that's a wonderful spirit.
Yeah. I'm glad he got to join you in spirit yesterday. I'm sure he was with you smiling down. What was the grand prize that you won after the bannock making competition?
Well, I got this awesome trophy. It was like, you know, the Bannock Winner Contest 2023. It's just like, wow, this is beautiful. And I also won $500. So that was a bonus. So it's like, wow, I didn't expect it. And I was just like so surprised.
Yeah, especially considering you just kind of went on a whim and you walked away with the Bannock trophy and the $500, right?
I just went in, for sure. I just like went into it thinking, oh, we're just going to go in here and have some fun and, you know, may as well join everyone else. There wasn't that many people in line. So I was like, okay, let's go join in.
Well, I wish I could try some of your Bannock. I'm going to be down at the Indigenous Experience tonight, but I wish I could take in some of that winning Bannock myself.
Yeah, well, it won't be today. Maybe I'll. I know my niece told me, you could start your own business now. You could be the Bannock boss.
Yeah. Well, it's all, and that's the thing is more importantly than the $500 is the bragging rights, right? To say that you won the Bannock contest.
Sure.
And no matter who's cook-um and whose auntie says they got the best Bannock, I'm going to tell them Barb Atticat has
trophy.
The best Bannock.
Yeah. And look at my trophy.
Look at the trophy. The trophy don't lie, right?
Coming by the table today, it's like, wow, to see your trophy. Congratulations.
I'm gonna get a picture with it later on today. But I want to thank you for taking a couple minutes to talk to our listeners today about winning the Bannock competition. And we wish you nothing but the best. And I'll see you down there later tonight, Barb.
Oh, wonderful. I look forward to seeing you.